Welcome to The Artist's Voice with Karen Hutton. This is a blogcast full of musings and bite-sized notions about finding your artistic voice in photography and the creative process. It's all on my blog at karenhutton.com. So without further ado, here's today's episode. Welcome to the Everyday Genius of Your Artistic Voice, Part 3 of an 8-part series, Appearance. Today, we're talking about the voice of your personal gear and clothing. Tips on how to adapt when traveling. Now, I bet you thought I would only talk about inner stuff in this series, didn't ya? I mean, I know what you were thinking. When was I gonna talk about clothes? I know, I dangled that carrot for a long time. I call this episode Appearance, or the voice of your personal gear and clothing, because everyone can relate to personal gear and clothing. And I want to start weaving this whole artistic voice conversation into real-world choices, not just the ones related to photography itself, but some of the ones surrounding photography that make the experience of it in foreign places more fun, more comfortable. So, to that end, I'm going to share some of my go-to thoughts on appearance when photo traveling. Because it's important, and a lot of people don't think about it enough, in my estimation, from being out there and looking at people. Really, people don't think about this enough. Anyway, it comes up every time I plan a trip, which I'm doing right now for my September photo retreat in France. Personally, I love to travel and, of course, photograph, and I want to feel comfortable doing it. For me, that means three things. One, that I dress comfortably, ready to photograph, and in a style that feels like me. Two, that my dress code blends in with local culture and style. And three, that my clothing or my gear does not encourage pickpockets. This is a good moment to say that to date, I have never been pickpocketed, but I attribute that to a few simple practices which start with my personal gear and appearance. So let's talk clothes. Now guys, don't let your eyes glaze over. I see you. This is for you too. How you look speaks volumes about who you are, where you're from, and when it comes to thieves and pickpockets, just how juicy of a target you'll be. For this, I'm narrowing the focus of the conversation to Europe in general and applying it to France in particular. But depending on where you're going, you may need to do some research, plan ahead, you know, whatever it takes. I do my The Artist's Voice photo retreats in the south of France. I love it there, and it's a really fun place to bring people for that full immersion experience because it's safe, it has a lot of variety, and we always have such a good time. Now, French people tend to dress a little nicer and be a little more reserved than we are here in the U.S. Even in the south of France, which is more casual than Paris, people do put themselves together before heading out into public. From all my years of coaching TV news broadcasters and presenters, I know just how quickly opinions are formed about you just from the way you look and sound. Recent research is saying that the initial judgment about you happens in a tenth of a second, which, even if they're wrong and the statistic is more like a few seconds, the bottom line is that if you want to have some say in how your travel experience unfolds, you'll want to think about how you present yourself, especially in Europe, where these things are really taken more seriously. Now, I'm not a fashion expert, nor am I your mother, but I can give you a few sensible tips that, in my own personal experience, has enabled me to feel more comfortable, more confident, and more prepared to fit into the local scene and start taking photos right from the get-go. This is all assuming that you don't want your appearance to scream, "I'm a tourist!" I'm not here to judge. Believe me, I'm just here to offer some alternatives. If you are in the camp of wanting to blend in a little bit more, then consider ditching the following. For the guys, baseball caps, athletic gear in general, logo t-shirts, shirts emblazoned with sports teams' names, anything with U.S. brand names prominently displayed, like The Gap, American Eagle, Abercrombie, you know, etc. T-shirts, unless they're super styly and they work on your body type, hoodie sweatshirts, cargo pants, white tennis shoes, flip-flops. Instead, button-down shirts with a collar, long pants, lightweight, breathable fabric if it's going to be hot, something thicker but still breathable if it's cooler, leather shoes, or at least not white tennis or gym shoes. A scarf does a lot for your appearance, especially in Europe. If it's cold, then it helps keep you warm. If it's hot, of course, you're not going to wear a scarf. And a hat. especially a sun hat if it's going to be hot. There's a simple video that I'm linking to in the written portion of this that is really fun that you'll want to check out. It gives you visuals. It's like 2 minutes, very short. So check that out. Now, for the gals, consider leaving behind your flashy jewelry, white tennis shoes and sneakers, Crocs, Birkenstocks, flip-flops, open-toed shoes. Then, underwear as outerwear, you know, pajama bottoms, bra tops, etc. Gym wear, message t-shirts, hiking gear when traveling in a city. And here's a random sidebar. I know we're talking about France, but if you're ever headed to the Middle East, no miniskirts, tank tops, bra tops, short sleeve shirts, shorts, or capri pants. And carry a shawl to cover your head when you visit religious monuments. There is a dress code in every culture, so be aware of it when you leave home. So my instead list for the gals, consider blouses or button-down shirts. You can wear t-shirts if they're cut with style, and if you love t-shirts, get a couple in France. That way you know they're going to fit local style. Shoes that are comfy and supportive enough for a full day of walking with your camera gear. Keen and other outdoor brands make some really great urban footwear these days that are functional, cute, and made for walking. Simple or no jewelry at all. Nicely fitting jeans or neutral colored pants with some give that look great on you and hold their shape. That's key. You don't want them growing a size or two in the course of a day. I've had that happen. That really isn't fun. And finally, for women too, the scarf and the hat. I take scarves with me always when I go to France or anywhere in Europe and usually buy a couple on the way. And a hat. You can pick them up locally for that authentic touch, but both are really good and dress up any outfit. Now, for both men and women, see if you can avoid any clothing or bags printed with swear words, religious or military symbols, words or symbols in a language you can't translate. That's always a big no-no. Any of the above with a national flag on it. Religious jewelry, even a cross. If you must wear it, then tuck it inside your shirt. And be aware that colors mean different things in different cultures, so research that before you go. And also be aware that certain colors attract biting insects in certain parts of the world. So again, research before you go. And big camera backpacks when you're traveling in a city. Big camera backpacks scream for attention and usually not the kind you want. Now, there's a couple reasons to consider this entire approach. One is safety. Pickpockets and thieving types focus on tourists. Tourists are much easier marks than locals are. So how do they pick a target? They use their eyes and ears. But if you blend in with the locals, then their beady little peepers are way less likely to linger longingly on you. And second, the locals' experience. Now, I find locals in France are very friendly if you've made an effort. Your appearance, your voice, your manners, a few words and phrases spoken in their language all go a long way toward them opening their hearts to you. And it's not that hard to do. So, as we wrap up this section, a general tip is that if you want to blend in and seem a bit like a local, then check out the local dress codes and style before you go. You're not just going to photograph, you're going to have an experience. So why not make it as full and rich and comfortable and fun as you can? And then maybe pick up a few items locally, like scarves and hats and even a couple simple outfits. That way you'll be sure to dial in the local look, feel, and style. Now, what about camera bags? Ideally, go minimal. You don't need a bag big enough to throw in 10 lenses and 3 camera bodies and all your gear. I mean, I'm exaggerating, but you know, you get my drift. We all wonder how many lenses and, you know, I want the right lens for the right situation. But truthfully, having tons of lenses isn't always the best thing. In fact, sometimes it's a fatal distraction and you miss your shot while you're fussing around with your gear. I know this because I've done it. So, like I said, all by themselves, cameras draw attention, especially if you hang a big old DSLR on a strap around your neck. Okay, doing that is bad for the neck, and it screams tourist besides. Personally, I use a lower profile mirrorless camera, my pick is Fujifilm, and I keep it out of sight in a smaller bag when I'm not using it. And then my everyday little camera bag isn't fancy. It's a bit travel worn, it's dark, unmarked, and it's not easy to get into. So that's what I carry most of the time when I'm walking around during the day. That said, I do have a backpack for certain occasions when I simply have to carry one in order to do my job. When I do have to carry a backpack in a city, I use my Peak Design 20 liter. since it has a design and a form factor that isn't a neon sign flashing expensive camera gear inside, and could contain other stuff besides camera gear. It doesn't broadcast that I'm a photographer. It's pretty low profile for a backpack and physically stays with me if I ever have to move fast. Now then, voice, the other first impression. As a 25-year voice coach, and since we're on the topic of artistic voice anyway, I thought I might as well mention this. The sound of your voice speaks volumes. For instance, American voices can sound harsh and loud. I mean, I've flinched at that honking sound in several countries around the world over the years, and even around the U.S. I mean, you can be dressed for success in every way and yet be pegged as seriously not from here before anyone ever even looks at you just from the sound of your voice. I may have mentioned that Europeans tend to be a bit more reserved, so consider speaking in quieter tones. Don't yell, swear a lot, complain out loud, or draw undue attention to yourself with your voice. It'll go a long way toward making new friends and local supporters, which you want when you're traveling far from home. Language. Now, everybody wonders, but you really don't need to be fluent. However, you will get serious brownie points if you can say a few words and phrases in the local language. People love that you make the effort. And it's easy to make the effort. Before you travel, sign up at one of the online language learning sites. Right off the top of my head, there's Duolingo and Babbel. I'll put the links for these in a resource section at the bottom of this post. Now, Duolingo is free, Babbel has a subscription fee, but both have great features. So it really boils down to how you like to learn a language. And if online learning in general doesn't float your boat, you could hire a private tutor to work with you via Skype. And those are just a few simple suggestions about language. Most French people I've met learned at least a bit of English in school, but they're usually shy about it and won't pull it out for you first thing. But if you take your time, don't rush, use some local words and phrases, the next thing you know, you'll be communicating. It's awesome. So there you go, a few tips to make your travel experience go like butter. Smooth it out. Feel like a local, look like a local, fit in, not draw the wrong kind of attention to yourself. And at the bottom of the transcription of this recording, I'm giving you a bunch of links to check out more, to have some visuals. There's a couple of videos. I found this awesome YouTuber's channel who talks about travel tips and so on and so forth. The videos are all really short and fun, and I think are good. Got your own favorite tips? I would love to hear them. So let me hear your thoughts, your questions, your feedback, and your experiences in the comments below. So, till next time, photograph from the inside out and look good doing it. See you later. Bye.